As you begin to do some deep breathing, relax your body, letting go of all the cares and worries of the day. And imagine that you are going on a journey to your inner temple, to the place where you go to meditate, to pray, to focus in on a different challenge or a problem, but this is your sacred space. So imagine that you journey to your inner temple over land and sea and wherever your inner temple is. And as you come closer, you feel like you really are coming home to your deep self. And there in the distance, you see your inner temple. It's a very familiar place to you. And you go into through the gateway, and there's your inner temple, very familiar. And you walk to the heart of your sacred inner temple, the place of your soul. And there you enter, and it's beautifully decorated with all the things that you love. And there in the center is a beautiful chair. And you go ahead and you sit down and you relax in your chair of the soul. And feel your spine, feel your central column. And feel your base chakra, and imagine that your base chakra is healthy and grounded. And you feel safe and secure in this moment. And that you feel connected to Earth and to your body. And your base chakra helps you to be very present and embodied in the here and now. So feel your healthy base chakra. And breathe into this present moment. And then move up your spine to your second chakra in your pelvic space, pelvic area. And your second chakra is your creative chakra. So imagine that you call up your inner child, your happy inner child, and the good mother is there as well, and you just happily play and create. And you feel that your inner child is happy and safe. That there's joy and playfulness bubbling up in your second chakra. And you feel connected to yourself. And then move up your spine to your third chakra. This is your solar plexus above your belly button and below your rib cage. This is your power center. So imagine that your power center is firmly intact. You feel your animal energy, your power inside your body. You feel your strength, you feel your power. And you have access to your power to fuel your energy system. Up to your heart chakra and imagine that you can open your heart and that your heart is open and full and robust and strong. And imagine that you have really nice love and compassion for yourself. So feel yourself giving yourself that love and compassion that you deserve. and your heart is open and it's circulating love. And in fact, it is generating unconditional love. When it's working well and your heart feels really open, it is generating unconditional love for self first and then for others. And feel how good it feels to have your first and second and third and fourth chakras clear and clean and working well and strong. And imagine that your first four chakras provide a beautiful platform of unconditional love for your throat. So feel your throat chakra open. And if you have any constriction, just imagine opening your throat, letting go of any tightness or constriction. And imagine that your throat is connected to unconditional love. And imagine that your throat can open and you can speak your truth with love and compassion. And speak your truth so that you open and totally unconstrict your throat so that you are speaking your truth. Imagine how good it feels when your energy is open and you're speaking your truth. So here in your soul room, you're going to have an opportunity now to call someone's higher self into this space. This could be a person who is living or who has already passed. Somebody that's been significant to you, that you've had constriction around your throat, that you have not been able to or didn't in the past speak your truth because you were afraid, because you knew that it wasn't the right thing to do at the time. Maybe you were little and it just was impossible for you to speak your truth. This is your opportunity from your higher self to the other person's higher self to speak your truth. So choose who that person's going to be. And you invite your higher self to be sitting in your chair here in your soul room. And imagine that there is a chair across from you, a little distance away. And you invite this person, you invite their higher self to come and sit in front of you in the other chair. And they easily come into your visualization and they sit down and there they are in front of you. Now remember, this is the higher self of this person. And you tell them you're not allowed to speak. Okay. You need to just listen to my words and listen to my truth. And wait until that person agrees. Okay, so now you're in a sacred space and the higher self of this person is there and they have agreed to be silent. And now take some time in this meditation in your own space. You can do it silently or you can do it out loud in your own space to go ahead and speak your crystal clear truth. It may take you some sentences, it may take you some time to find the words, but go ahead, do not be afraid. Now clear your throat, open your throat right now. Feel your first four chakras supporting you in their strength and openness and awareness, and your heart's desire. And now go ahead and open your throat and speak your truth to this person. Take some time. being crystal clear with your words. Be clear, be direct. Statements. Stay in your body. Speak from your heart. Speak from your throat. Don't be afraid that you're going to hurt them. They're in their higher self. Go ahead and use your truthful words. Now be even more direct with your words. Finish up whatever words you need to say. And come to a conclusion. And thank this other person for listening. Bring in some white light into this space to seal your words, to seal this as a sacred words that you said, a very sacred energetic that you released into this space. And know that you can return to this place anytime to speak your truth, either to yourself or to someone that you need to speak your truth to. It's always good to do it higher self to higher self, and to get crystal clear, to get more and more clear with your words. What is it that you need to articulate? What is it that you need to say where you're not editing yourself, so that you can begin to feel the power of opening your throat without fear of getting shut down, without fear of getting punished? You need this free, clear space to open your throat and speak. So come back now into your own body and feel your throat chakra. Put white light around your throat so that you continue to heal your throat chakra, keeping it open, supple, and ready to speak your truth more from your heart space into the world. So make a commitment to yourself that over the next week or two, you're going to open your throat. You're going to notice when it gets constricted, and then you're going to continue to open your throat chakra and practice in meditation speaking your truth, and it will get easier in your day-to-day real life. So come back to your own heart and throat. Coming back into your body. And you can stay in the room of your soul now by just simply taking a few deep breaths coming back into this time and this place, and then when you're ready, opening your eyes.